I'm standing in a room, and there's about maybe 20 of us there. And we've all got our eyes closed. And we're standing, all standing in this room with our arms outstretched. And you can sort of feel this atmosphere in the air of expectation and anticipation and hope. And we're all being told to have a receptive spirit and open heart, and to welcome in the Holy Spirit. And actually, at this point, some people are singing in tongues. And again, half of me is thinking, are they faking it? Sounds like rivers or something. It just sounds like they're sort of speaking water, like lots of S's, and it's quite beautiful. It's in this hut up in Scotland, and rolling hills, and I suppose a perfect place to try and find God, which is why everyone's there. Through the whole thing, I sort of have one eye shut and one eye open, and one bit of me is interested to know if I can make that leap, and the other bit of me is just fascinated in what's going on around me and looking at everyone else and wondering whether they think they're receiving the Holy Spirit, or whether they are, or whether he's in that room, or whether we're all just totally bonkers. I was fed up of being this person that would sit at the back of the class and have all these kind of smart-ass comments about religion. And I think I just thought, I don't want to not give this a go. I don't want to be on my deathbed and never have really to give it a go. But it was sitting in the back of the Durham Student Theatre, and this guy had gone on stage, and he was absolutely gorgeous. Tall, very dark hair, very dark brown eyes. Looked slightly like a hedgehog, but I quite like the hedgehog look, obviously. And I kind of followed him home, which sounds a little freaky, but I was kind of going that way anyway, and noticed the house he'd gone into. And someone pointed out and said, oh, that's the Alpha House, which is a very evangelical Christian movement. And I thought, well, I'm always quite a sort of believer in signs. I like to follow coincidences, and I thought, this is a strange coincidence. You know, this beautiful hedgehog boy has led me to the Alpha House. So it sort of made me think I had to follow that. And we'd eat sausages and honey mustard, and we'd watch an Alpha video, which was his very persuasive thoughts on God and God as love. From, you know, heaven and hell, talking about the devil, talking about homosexuality, those huge topics that other Christians I'd met before hadn't, for some reason, been able to talk about or hadn't felt free to talk about. So to meet these people that did felt very exciting. And after 8 months of what a lot of people who are critical of Alpha say is brainwashing, you then go on this weekend away, which is the sort of finale. And it's a lot of group prayer, walking in fields, and then this final night where you welcome the Holy Spirit into the room. So we're standing there, and we have our arms up, and we're swaying. I'm half sort of laughing because I keep on thinking of like baked beans or something silly, and the other half sort of thinking, wow, this is such a huge moment because I've known it's going to happen for quite a long time and I want it more than anything at that moment. And every now and then, Crispin, the man leading us, who is short and balding, quite imp-like character, he says that he feels words that might be helpful for us. He feels that he's a sort of conduit for God and he might be able to tell us something helpful. So occasionally he comes up to one of us and taps us on the shoulder and says something in our ear. And he would weave in and out, just putting his hands on people's shoulders and whispering in their ears. And when he did that, some people started crying and went to the corner of a room and sort of huddled, mostly in pairs, with one person comforting someone else. Most people were sort of crying either out of happiness or sadness, or some people had retreated into old memories of, I don't know, lost faith or found faith or whatever. But just a very emotional room with this person at the front still singing in tongues. I was just standing in the centre of this room with my arms above my head and in that very kind of open, appealing for something gesture. Felt, you know, like you're kind of stretching your fingertips right forward, just hoping so much that something would happen. And he came and tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Peacock. And I wished I'd been thinking of a peacock, but I hadn't, and I hadn't been thinking about anything that was like a peacock. I'd been thinking about stupid other things, but none of them were like a peacock. You'd kind of be led away by people standing around the sidelines who've been watching you. And I think I just sensed that I was still standing there. And most other people had been led away because something had happened. So I then tried to think, well, maybe was I thinking of a peacock and thinking of the colours that had been going in front of my eyes, which were sort of very strong purples. But I hadn't been thinking of a peacock and I sort of laughed. And I could just sense that there weren't that many people around me. And I thought, it's just not going to happen. There's a couple of us. We all sort of left roughly at the same time, probably looking a bit sheepish. And it was those sort of moments which made me think this is just not going to work. I don't like to think of that moment as me giving up on God. I like to think of it as me giving up on religion.